Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. We should continue with Arabic, Abi. We should continue this class with Arabic. How about the rest of our brothers? يستمعون إلى التسجيل. Now, this book is about the rulings regarding fitan. What the Muslim should do or what he should not do during the times of fitan. The Sheikh had or has about 26 principles he has written for us. As if he was in our country, then he saw the need to educate us about how to handle the times of fitan. The last point we read was Al-Asr al-Rabi' al-Ashar Kuf. So, when he said min fiqh al-fitan, anna li'tiqad mabniyun ala al-ilmi wal-qawli wal-bayan mabniyun ala ala al-maslaha al-i'tiqad, what you believe during the times of fitna, mabniyun ala al-ilm, the function of what you know. But he said, wal-qawl wal-bayan mabniyun ala al-maslaha. But what you say to the people, what you explain to the people, is based on the benefit, the pressing benefit that you stand to gain and that the people stand to gain. So it means, like he said in it, لَيْسَ كُلُّ مَا يُعْلَمُ يُقَالُ. It is not all that you know that you say. What you know is based on knowledge. But what you will say in the time of fitna must be based on what? Basla. We read some ahadith regarding that. The discussion between Abdullah ibn Umar and who? Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. We also read the discussion between who and who? Abdul Rahman ibn Awf and who? Umar ibn Khattab. Ikhwa, I tell you, I have hardly found something so calming to the mind like those two narrations, especially the reports from Abdul Rahman ibn Awf and Umar ibn Khattab. It's a hadith that should be discussed in various forums. Hadith of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf and Umar, that discussion between Ibn Awf and Umar, it's worth elaboration, much more than we have done. Fortunately, the hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari. So there is no discussion about whether the hadith is authentic or not. It's in Sahih al-Bukhari. And it was reported by Abdullah ibn Abbas. So, what we believe, what we know in the times of fitna is based on knowledge. The meaning of that is that it's based on purely what does the Quran say, what does the Sunnah say, what do the Ahbab say. But what you will say to the people, it is just the word from people that will bring benefit to them. No more, no less. If you think about it, and you think that let me not say this to them, then you must not say it, so that you do not bring trouble to them. This was the important issue that we discussed. Today, we will be looking at Al-Asr al-Qaida, the 15th Qaida, the 15th basic rule to employ during the times of fitna. The Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, min fiqh al-fitani, adamu al-ikhtiyari, iza kharajat al-fitan. Min fiqh al-fitani, adamu al-ikhtiyari, بزخرفة الفتن والنظر إليها ببصيرة المؤمن. إذ من تلك الفتن عدم الاغترار بزخرفة الفتن. And acts upon during the times of fitna is that Adam will ignore the Zakhrafat al-Fitan. We must not be deceived with the fineness, open fineness, sweetness, attractiveness of the fitan. May be attractive. If Yorubas go out of Nigeria, you'll be able to handle their country. You'll be able to farm. You'll be able to have industry. Yorubas are very brilliant people. They are very educated people. So they can stand alone. They can govern themselves alone. They can start saying this to you. This is Zakhrafat al-Fitan. Those are designed. They are designed and saying to you so that it will attract you into that. The evil man will say, evils are very productive. There is no industry in Nigeria you don't find evil. They can create industry. They can make shoes. They can make medicine. They can make bags. In fact, they can make the world. So let us have Biafra. That is Zakhrafat to the Peter. So the Sheikh says, don't be deceived by these attractive announcement people are saying. One young man who contested election in his local government in Ondo State, he did not win. He contested to the president of Nigeria. He did not win in local government. Maybe in his word, he lost. He will come out to you on the internet and start telling you that, hey, join me. Nigeria must be free. Contested election, you can't win. You want to rule the whole of Nigeria. You think that Nigeria is a student union party. The Sheikh says in a fixed pattern, Adam will literally be the Zakhrafat al-Fitan. From the things you must understand about fitna is that you must not be deceived with the beautiful things people will be saying during the times. Another thing you must do is what now those things they are saying, look at them with the basira, with the deep insight that Allah grants a believer. When you are a believer, there is an insight, ability to think deep that Allah gives you as a gift for iman. One of the gifts that comes along the mu'min is always a person who is because of iman, Allah gives him insight, deep insight. That insight is the insight by which investigate those things. So when the Igbo man tells you that the Igbo country, Biafra, will be greater than Nigeria, he says, come, all those businesses Igbo have in Lagos, you will carry them on your head to Biafra. Or now, before you come to Lagos, you will be obtaining a visa, you will be obtaining Nigerian visa. Did you think like this? What in Igbo land is the natural resources that you can earn money from? Coal. The world has gone past coal. Even crude oil is going down now. Some countries have left crude oil, like cotton. They are on gas exploration. So what will the Biafra country rely upon in terms of natural resources? And you are just 6 days. How are you going to relate to the rest of That was why the president said it was a dirty discount. If you roll it up, the 6 states of Nigeria and Southeast, like a dot. If Papira of the movement, you will employ it to analyze those things you are saying. So you should not be deceived by the sweet tongue of those people who are the pioneers of faith. The Sheikh says, the faith of Satan, Adam Malik Ferrari, the prophet of Satan. Things you must understand during the times of Fitna is that don't deceive the beautiful things people present to you during the times of Fitna. You must investigate those matters with the deep insight that Allah blesses the believer. The Sheikh says, "Al Fitna are you in Shabbat?" Mother, as you will, Fitna is an old book. Fitna is like an old book. Shafar, all her black hairs are already mixed gray hair. If an old woman removes her scarf and you see gray hair, does she still become attractive to you for your wife? The meaning is that fitna is ordinarily unattractive. Sheikh says, "Al fitna, ajuzun shafar. Law lam yuzahrifuha ahluha lamma aqbala alayha ahadun." Fitna is like that old law lam yuzahrifuha ahluha. If the people of fitna don't take fitna, are fine. Nobody will come near me. And fitna too. Father, I do not need a fitna is old, an old woman, unattractive. All our hairs are green. He says, Kafi Rabullah, Laulam is a fitna, ahluha, lama akbala alayha, ahadu. If the people of fitna don't paint fitna to appear as if it is beautiful, the mark balalina, nobody will come near. People are keen in Saudi. Everywhere we hear people talking about tribalism, they now call secession. No other than tribalism. People are keen. So many things are happening. Stores are destroyed, businesses are destroyed. Of the same people you claim that you want to free. So ordinarily, when people hear or see fitna, they should run away. But why will they not run away? The people who are the pioneers of that fitna, they will paint that fitna as if it is fine. As if people will gain from it. Sheikh says, فَأَهْلُ الْفِتَنِ يُزَخْرِفُونَهَا وَيُجَمِّلُونَهَا بِإِذْهَارِ الْغَيْرَةِ عَلَى الدِّينِ. The people of fitna, يُزَخْرِفُونَهَا, they paint the fitna to be beautiful. They paint the fitna to be handsome. Ah, fine. People will gain this, people will gain that. Those young boys who were first arrested in Abuja, they belong to a group. They said they told them that once you get Biafra, what do they do? They'll give them jobs, they'll give them money. That is the painting. They paint it to be attractive. But you are the one, you'll be in charge of killing people, firing people, destroying businesses, because you want to get some. Ordinarily, people should run away. But because of those things, they think they want to gain from, it appears as if it is what? Attractive. The Sheikh says, فَأَهْلُ الْفِتَنِ يُزَخْرِفُونَهَا وَيُجَمِّلُونَهَا بِإِذْهَارِ الْغَيْرَةِ عَلَى الدِّينِ. They paint it, يُجَمِّلُونَهَا, they make it look beautiful. بِإِذْهَارِ الْغَيْرَةِ عَلَى الدِّينِ. You will be saying that it is
still,
that is where people want to use the religion as the bait to attract people into the fitna of terrorism. Should I give us one example? Like the fitna of terrorism and terrorists. They will tell you that, look at, they are killing Muslims in Syria, they are killing Muslims in this, they are killing Muslims in this. Don't you think that we should do something? Are you thinking that we should just sit down like this? Should I give us another example? Nigerian Muslim politicians. They will come to the Muslim gathering. They want you Muslims. How are you going to sit down and look at this like that? They are all distributing it. As if they have ghaira, they have a sense of protection for the deen alive. The sense of protection is for their what? For their pocket. The same thing. Ahalul Fitani, the people of Fitan, is a khribunaha. They embellish it. Wayujamilunaha. And they beautify this Fitan. The izharil ghayrati aladdin. By showing concern for the religion. Ha, this is our Islam. This brothers, wallahi. Allahu Akbar, people be shouting, Allahu Akbar. The land. والإكثار من الأفاصيل. They will be telling us such short stories, أفاصيل. That is the jamo of أكسوس. Short stories, short narrations. They're telling us narrations. In so they have, they say the statistics. Some not too educated, they all be giving statistics of life. To embellish fitna to look like something that is good. There are 10 Igbos in army out of 200,000 Igbos. Is that good? There are 15 Yorubas out of 50 ministers. Is that good? You say, no, it's not the thing now, they are cheating us. They will be saying to the people things that will make them think that the fitna is something that should be engaged in. Otherwise, there is no reasonable person who sees fitna who will go with them. But they have to say something to make it look attractive. The Sheikh says, فَأَهْلُوا فِتَنِي يُزَخْرِفُونَهَا وَيُجَمْلُونَهَا بِإِذَارِ الْغَيْرَةِ أَلَكِينَ. If it is the religion they want to be, when it is starting in an apostle, what go up? So you say they have a dream. I have a dream that one day this land became the land of the Afra. People will shout, hey. They will be telling lies of dreams they did not have. So they will do this. You see, Rona me an apostle. They will be saying lots of stories. Waru'a hawla. And many dreams they had regarding the matter. Hatta yadunna al-nadhiru ilayha bighayri basiratin anna al-khayra kullahu fiha. They will say all of this. Hatta. So much so that يَظُنُّ النَّاظِرُ إِلَيْهَا بِغَيْرِ بَصِيرًا. The one who is looking at these issues without thinking deeply is just reading the newspaper and believing people that who believe that Buhari has died. It is one, what is his name? Jibril from Sudan that is looking at him. He says, see now, you start making picture falsehoods. What do they call it? When they put pictures together. Photoshop. They say, look at that man is one Jibril from Sudan. And people will be believing these kinds of lies. Because they don't have Basira. They will think that these things are right. May Allah protect them. So they will do all of it, hatta so much so that يَظُنُّ النَّاظِرُ إِلَيْهَا بِغَيْرِ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَّ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ فِيهَا. They will be thinking that, what they are saying is so good, there there is nothing that is as good now for Nigeria as Nigeria to divide you because of the falsehoods that those people have given. The people who do not look at it with deep insight will be thinking that what they are saying is what they correct. There is nothing like that. There is nothing as good as let everybody just be going his own way. Ah, it is because you have not looked at the matter with the end. That is why you should say that. The Sheikh says, well, we work for good. The one that is appropriately guided by Allah, man nazara ilayha bi basiratin mu'min. That is the person who views all these things people are saying. With the deep insight that Allah grants a true believer. So he does not become deceived with those embellishments, with those lies, with those analysis, with those statistics, with those radio broadcasts, with those Twitter tweets. He does not become deceived. Why he has the deep insight that Allah gives a person of iman. Think well. Our own parents were in the forefront of this world. We were born in those days. Our own parents were in the forefront of this world. So we experience of our parents. Then one to the army. So it's not in the form of heaven, not as civilian. One of my rules that is true. So if you are hearing the report of a kind of thing, from moving to the next, it is not something that you have done. After all, that's why when you look at so-called agitators, we find that they are all from the same topic that is not the polo, it's not model. The polo is a mature thinking and deep insight. May Allah protect all of us. So the Sheikh says, فَأَهْلُ الْفِتَنِ يُزَخْرِفُونَهَا وَيُجَمِّلُونَهَا بِإِذْهَارِ والإكثار من الأقاصير والرؤى حولها حتى يظن الناظر إليها بغير بصيرة أن الخير كله فيها والموفق من نظر إليها ببصيرة فلم يكثر بزخارفها ووزنها بال He looks at it with the deep insight that Allah blesses the Muslim. He weighs everything with those two scales. The scale of what? Al-Kitab. They say, some people are saying, what does Kitab? He thinks deeply. He compares what they say and finds the ruling for it in the Quran. When he does not find a place for those things in the Quran, he does not find it. So a mu'min is a person of basira. Iman brings basira. I tell you again, Iman brings deep thinking. Ibagwama soyadu alaruji. Iman makes you gain insight. So it is that insight with which you understand events and interpret them. Yaqulu Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimah. Shaykh al-Islam Ahmad ibn Abdul Khalil ibn Taymiyyah said, وَإِذَا كَانَ الْقَلْبُ مَعْمُورًا بِالتَّقْوَى when a mind when the mind of an individual is controlled by the fear of Allah, he will not want to do anything except what he knows that Allah Allah has been long, and he will ever abstain from the things that Allah has prohibited. If this is what controls the mind of a person, in jallat lahu al-umur wa kashafat, in jallat lahu al-umur, things will always be clear to him, wa kashafat, things will be exposed to him, things will be clear to him, in the same thing rising. Clear to me. It should not be like this. It should be like this. If a person's mind is a mind that is controlled by the prohibitions of Allah, that is controlled by rejecting the prohibitions of Allah and sticking to the commandments of Allah, in Jalla Slamu wa Kashafat, things will always be clear to him. They will be open to him. The khilaf in the khalif, al-farraq in the bukhil, the khilaf in al-qalb, al-farraq, al-bukhil. This is different from a mind that is farraq, desolate, empty mind, Muslim, full of darkness. There is hardly anything that will be clear to him. When people invite him, answer, go and steal a supermarket, steal iPhone. His brain will not tell him that if you steal iPhone, they can trace you with that iPhone that you have stolen. The mother, the anna qalbahu ba'idun anit taqwa. His mind is far away from her. So he does not have basira. That's why criminals cannot commit a crime except they leave a trace by which they can be traced. Every criminal act can be traced. In fact, one of the things Allah does to the criminals is that he writes their crimes on their face. There are people who, when they look at the person, they can tell you the kind of crime that he just committed. This one, he doesn't use his crime. Abi, that says, please, just speak. There are people like that. When they look at you, someone once said that many of those working outposts of immigration in Saudi Arabia, they are from particular tribes that are known in this trade. You know what I mean? Amongst Arabs, when they look at you, they can tell you who is your father, who is your mother. Do we remember the hadith of Usama ibn Zayd? There are people among Arabs, when they look at you, they can tell you who is your father, who is your mother. I also say that. So they also are able to see today, some of them now, they put them in the outpost just before you get into the plane. The last batch of immigration officials that you meet, they are people like this. People who have natural disposition to recognize criminals by looking at their faces. I used to read about it, how to look at somebody. There are books you can read. May Allah protect all of us. So the Sheikh of Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said, إِذَا كَانَ الْقَلْبُ مَعْمُورًا بِالتَّقْوَى إِنْ جَلَّتْ لَهُ الْأُمُورُ وَالْكَشَفَتْ. If the mind of a person is controlled with the fear of Allah, things will always be clear to him. Things will be always exposed to him. People may not see, but when he comes and looks at it, you didn't see this. Look at this one. Look at this. May Allah protect you. The khilaf in qalb al-kharrab al-muslim. This is different from the mind that is kharrab, empty mind, المظلم ده. قال حذيفة بن اليمان في سلفك ابن تيمية رحمه. After making that statement, he wants to give us an asar to justify that statement. So he cited Hudayfa ibn al-Yamani that inna fi qalbi al-mu'mini sirajan yuzhiru. Inna fi qalbi al-mu'mini sirajan. The heart of a Muslim contains a lamp. Yuzhiru. It brightens things up. Makes things, it shines the light on something. If you have a torch now, you are in a dark place, what do you do? Turn on the light. There is a siraj, a lamp in the mind of a Muslim that does this for him. If you are traveling, you miss the road, you can say, I think this is the road, and you go on the road. That's also sometimes connected to you can say not just because he saw it abracadabra, as he is like so much so that he can almost stretch the next action to make the is able to interpret them when people are still confused about Muslims. So they from the Yaman, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said, he said, Inna fi qalbi al-mu'mini sirajan yuzhiru. The mind of a Muslim has a lamp that shines light on something, makes him understand things easily. وفي الحديث الصحيح in authentic ahadith it occurs that إن الدجال مكتوب بين عينيك كافر. Dajjal has كافر. كافر. Some scholars say it is just like that, كافر. Some say كافر, فافر, and what? Wrong. That is written on the face of Dajjal. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَقْرَأُهُ كُلُّ مُؤْمِنٍ قَارِئٍ وَغَيْرٍ قَارِئٍ. Every believer will be able to read it on the face of the Dajjal. Whether that person has learned how to read and write or not, once he looks at the face of the Dajjal, he understands that it is written on his face. Ibn Taymiyyah said, rahimahullah, فَدَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَتَبَيَّنُ لَهُ مَا لَا يَتَبَيَّنُ لِغَيْرِهِ. So this is evidence that the person of Iman, things that do not become clear to people become clear to him. Wallahi, this is true. Wallahi, this is true. So Iman, يَتَبَيَّنُ لَهُ مَا لَا يَتَبَيَّنُ. Things that do not become clear to people. Things that do not become clear to people become clear. Look at Ibn Taymiyyah. He Salafi. He made a statement. He brought evidence. What is Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhaili? What is he calling our attention to here? He's calling our attention to the fact that when the people of fitna begin to design their fitna, you should be conscious. Don't forget yourself. Because you are a movement, things should be clear to you. You should not be a person of a confusion. Somebody cannot say, but me, I'm always confused. Check your iman. Check your iman. The person of iman will always think clearly. With that lamp that Allah has placed in his mind. Say, فَدَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَتَبَيَّنُ لَهُ مَا لَا يَتَبَيَّنُ لِغَيْرِهِ وَلَا سِيَّمَا فِي الْحُمَى. Especially during the times of يَتَبَيَّنُ لَهُ مَا لَا يَتَبَيَّنُ لِغَيْرِهِ. فدل على أن المؤمن يتبين له ما لا يتبين لغيره. That hadith of Dajjal, that the mu'min is living in the face of Dajjal, that this is Dajjal. Allah has written kafir on his face. Whether that person went to sleep or not, that's evidence that يتبين للمؤمن ما لا يتبين ولا سيما في الفتن. Especially during the times of fitna. There are many examples. I remember one of the scholars who just died, Rahimahullah, when Hajj 1 year. He made one thing. When I came back home, I told the brothers, I was living in non-Nasa. This thing will be the beginning of fitna for him. He died in Thailand. But recently, one of the brothers who said, that was enough. Do you remember that? That year, almost 10 years ago, the sheikh so said, when the statement goes out now, and the fitna will start. Fitna to declare. Allah help us grow our iman. Especially when they fit. You make a fitna or do one action. It's not born here. But some other people, young people say, no, start, explain. I don't. ليس كل ما يعلم وينكشف له حال الكذاب. The person of iman, the condition of the liar will declare to him al-wadda'i ala Allah wa rasulihi. Those who fabricate lies and ascribe it to Allah, the Messenger. Sheikh Fawzan, it's very common that he says, they ask him, so best is anything. Because that is just too late. He just keeps that. He's a liar. Don't mind it. Don't listen to him. These are people of eminence. They have matured insight, iman, and knowledge. So easily, when someone makes that decision, he gets it. You know where he's going. May Allah protect all of them. فإن الدجال أكثر خلق الله مع أن الله يسري على يديه أمورا هائلة ومخاريق مزللة. Sheikh Dajjal, this is a statement of Sheikh Islam and Tamir, so the Dajjal is akdabu al-kita, the person among the creatures of Allah who lies most is who is that's why the scholars of Hadith, if they find a liar well known for telling lies and ascribing that lie to the Prophet Muhammad, one of the names they call them is what? Dajjal min al-Dajjal. Why? Because Dajjal is the worst person who tells lies. Dajjal is a serious liar. He will come and start saying that he is the Prophet of Allah. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, wala nabiyya ba'du. And after me, the Prophet will come. After that, he will say that he is your Lord. And he is one eye. Walayta arabuku a'awara. And your Lord is not one eye. Dajjal will say he is Allah. So the Sheikh says, فَإِنَّ الدَّجَّالَ أَكْذَبُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ Dajjal is the worst of the creatures of Allah who will ever tell lies. مَعَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُجْرِي عَلَى يَدَيْهِ أُمُورًا قَائِلَةً Even though Allah will make so many big events to happen through the hands of Dajjal. If Dajjal comes to Nigeria and says, follow me, believe that I am God. If you say no, he will just command your natural resources. Follow me and you follow me. He will tell your land, this land should not grow anything again. It will not grow anything. Why? Because you have refused to follow the God. So because of some of these things, some people will follow it. Along with my bad, that's how your people talk at it. Yoruba. May Allah forgive all of us. They can water down anything. Along with you, let me allow the man without me. Don't follow them. So the jar. Allah will make many things to happen. Wa makhariqa mughalzalatan. Ma'a anna Allah yujri ala yadayhi umura ka'ilatan wa makhariqa mughalzalatan. Allah will make makhariq, miraculous things, astonishing events to happen in the hands of a big, big things will happen in the hands of this. But Dilan Dan Hatta Anna Manrahahu is Satanad. Dajjal will be doing very big, big things. He will have a hellfire, he will have a chance. His hellfire is what? Jan. His camel. And his Jannah is what? Nah. Okay, don't tell me that Day of Judgment that's one of them. Me, I have my own God. Many people here he likes. So many people, especially women, the large majority of those who follow that job are who? Women. And their moods, the Jews, follow that job. They are waiting for the job. The Jews believe that Masrif of the job is their savior. Do you know? He will return the Jews to their home, their promised land, that they had missed since the time of Musa and all of them. Allah forgive all of us. So the Sheikh said, Sheikh Islam is in Yadu, Hatta Adna Mantra, who is Satan. Whoever sees the Jal becomes afflicted with the fitna. That's why one of the ways to evade the fitna Dajjal is to do what? Run away. Do you know that? When Dajjal comes, if you hear, they say Dajjal is in Ibadan, where should you follow? Ilorin. May Allah not make him come when we are alive. Ummu Salama radiallahu anha said, she said, Zakartu al-Masih al-Dajjala, Zakartu al-Masih al-Dajjala, Laylat, Zakartu al-Masih al-Dajjala, Laylat. One night, I remember Dajjal, Falam ya'tini al-Nawm. Sleep did not come to my face. Ummu Salama radiallahu anha, because of the bigness of what is now, Dajjal. Since Allah created heaven and earth, there is no fitna that is like the fitna of the Dajjal. To all the prophets of Allah, you should warn their people about the Dajjal. The companions were afraid of the Dajjal. Even if Musayyad, that they thought that he was the Dajjal, some companions thought that he was the Dajjal, including Omar and Abdullah ibn Omar, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. They thought that Ibn Sayyad was the Dajjal because he had some of the characteristics by which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Dajjal. When they went for Hajj, he gave some food to Abu Sa'id. Nothing to say. Ibn Sayyad said, you are afraid of me that I'm the Dajjal. He couldn't answer. He moved away from me. He said, I'm not the Dajjal. If I am the Dajjal, I will not be able to enter my camp by him. I'm not the Dajjal, but they were still afraid of him. Why? He resembles if the companions were afraid of someone who resembles the Dajjal, how about the Dajjal? May Allah protect. One of the ways of escaping from the fitna of the Dajjal is to do what? Running away from. Just those things you don't want. Abu Dhabi. Those who are evil. May Allah protect all of us. Then those who seek become tribes of the affliction. By a chief who have love with his family. Hatta ya'atakida kazbaha wa bukhlaha. But as for the believer, all those wonderful things that Jah will be doing, Yakshifu Allah will be doing. Allah will expose it to him like a lion. Magic. He's just doing it. It's not real. Hatta ya'atakida kazbaha. Until the believer will believe that these things are lies. He will believe that they are null and void. They are not real. Lies and rushing. How will he know that? With the fear. With the fear of his mother. He'll be able to discover that what the guy is saying is a lie. The sheikh is saying that that is the faith of fear that he should employ by the dream, by the design, by the example of Ahlullah. If you point to answer, don't be carried away by the design, your name is free. We Yoruba, we are going to be free. We people, we are going to be free from Nigeria. If we are free from Nigeria, Southern Sudan. Since they left Northern Sudan, they are still in war. But before that, what will you think they will be saying to themselves if we become free? What will happen to Southern Sudan? We'll be able to control our oil money. The German will say, we'll be able to control our oil money. But when they became free, have they controlled the money? Yoruba before Nigeria, did they ever know peace? Did Yoruba know peace before Nigeria? Tell me, Yoruba song, Makoto in Nigeria. Ekiti Atoyo, Ibadan Atiloy, Debu Ati. You have all the world. And those hatreds still exist today among Yoruba. How does the average Oyo person consider Egba? How does the average Ijebu person consider Egba? Take a canary. That is one single statement. Ijebu and Egba. Can they marry themselves? I know one they marry. They marry scatter. Today. When we're in university, they say, Imani, Imani. They got married. The marriage did not last 4 years. Till as I speak, they did not dissolve the marriage and they did not continue the marriage. You know, the marriage did not scatter and they are not married. They are not together and they are not away. They are just there. Husband is in North Pole, wife is in South Pole. They are loving better. So don't think that it is the day that you can form Yoruba nation that all your problems will become solved. That is not going to happen to anybody. So don't be deceived. The major point here is that don't be deceived by the lies of those who embellish lies. You should be a mu'min who has a basira that can even discover the lies of people like Dajjal. Why is it it's all these small liars that you're not able to discover? I hope that it is clear to us. This statement was cited from much more recently. Sheikh Islam is the Emir of Fedda. وقد اتفق أهل المعرفة والتحقيق على أن الرجل لو طار في الهواء أو مشى على الماء لم يتبع إلا أن يكون موافقا لأمر الله ورسوله عليه الصلاة والسلام. So the mu'min is not deceived. Ibn Taymiyyah said, اتفق أهل المعرفة والتحقيق. The scholars of good knowledge and research, they are agreed that أن الرجل, that if it happened that a man لو طار في الهواء, if he is flying in the sky, أو مشى على الماء, or he walks on the water. Somebody comes and says, hey, yo, they say, oh, Emma, what do you want for? Don't you okay? And he starts flying. See me as I'm flying in the sky, and he starts flying in the sky. What will the movement say? Oh, the line. There is something behind you. Don't be deceived. So let somebody tell you that if 1,000 soldiers come to his house, only 5 will be able to go back home. Don't be deceived. You, Miss Lumini, will lock along. Aruba, come on, Aruba. Come on, Aruba, anybody. You go back, go back to charge the fee. You are my master, girl. You don't be deceived. Why? Because you are a mu'min and Allah has given you basira. So they pack all the debts. Joba Muni. I repeat, you are not saying that. Muni Agbara, I have power, I can fly in the sky, I can walk on the water, I can turn food to water, I can turn water to Gomaga. The Sheikh says, Wakaji Tafa for Ahlu Ma'arifati wa Tafiq. Allah Anna Rajila. Now, if it can happen that one man can fly in the sky, our Masha Alamba, or walk on the water. Lam Yutama, we will not follow him. Don't follow him. Illa an yakuna muwafiqan lil kitab, unless
The only thing that can make you follow somebody is what? To have, if it's a bunny, if it's not a bunny. Don't believe it. Because you're a person of Iman. Allah has granted you Basira. Use that Basira. Use that Basira. Not that Nigeria. This is the 15th point we must note during fitna. What is that point? When fiqh is fitan, Adam will link the Rani Bimala, is that fitan. From what you must understand during the times of fitna is that you must not allow yourself to be carried away by the embellishment of the times of fitna. What number will they have? You must always consider every issue with the insight that Allah has blessed you. I hope that this one is clear. Don't be carried away by switch talk, fine story, statistics. America will support us. Germany will come and carry us. Forget about all these things. America and Germany, they have their own problem. You are not their problem. The media was like that. You are not the problem of America and Germany and France. After it took you very long by June 12th. About the food there in Germany. Yeah, America is coming to carry Bani Abasha. Where? America has their own problem. And what happened during their last election will make you know that they have their own problems. Your own IPOB and when you are, it's not their problem. Oh, we are paralyzed. It's not their problem. They have their own problem. When Twitter was shut down, some people think that they will close down after all from Washington. Nothing happened. Every country in the world is an independent entity. No one country can command another country to do what it does not want to do. Especially when it has to do with that country's internal security. One journalist was arrested in Egypt during their last crisis. So they just released him recently. Do we know that story? Al Jazeera reported. I was arrested during the crisis in Egypt. The whole world was shouting, Egypt is even dead. Khashoggi. They say, Canada will come and strike Saudi Arabia. Oh, go there. Salman. Every country pursues an internal security issue independently. So, oh, by Joko, yes, it's your Baba Moor. That is a view. May Allah protect all of us. The ulama always say that I think that you are wild and demon and because of her. Fitna is sleeping. The woe of Allah be upon the one who went and wake it up. May Allah protect you. Al-Aslu al-Thalith wa ashr. The 16th major thing we must consider during the time of fitna. The Sheikh says in the 16th fitan, Al-Nawwaru fi awaqidi al-umuri wal-ma'anat. Al-Nawwaru fi awaqidi al-umuri wal-ma'anat. Wal-ma'anat. From the things we know about fitan and never thinking about and considering our position, the end of everything, and the repercussions of what we do. If I say this, what is it? If I do this, what is it? If I do this, what is it? If I say this, what will happen? Think about this during fitna. Likewise, when people are saying and doing something, you should be thinking what this person says, what is the meaning of it? What is it that should come out of it? That is the meaning of being with the Lord. And you now be in the fifth round and this Abu Han. He has a good that he opened. I encourage God and do all that he opened. This is one major thing about being intelligent is what al-ma'rifatu bima yaqul al-ma'rifatu bima yumkin qawluhu qabla an yaqul ma yumkin qawluhu. From the reason to say that somebody is intelligent is al-ma'rifatu bima yumkin qawluhu. Something that can happen, popular and yakun, before it happens. A person of Akal will be thinking about this can happen like before it now happens. That is one of the evidences that that person is what? Is an Akal. How do you interpret Akal in English? Intelligent. Eh? Intelligent. The proof of intelligence is that you can take by being an apple, by being, by being, by being. Don't just do it. You are looking at what will happen after you say and do. Along along God of Mahabu, an intelligent person must always be thinking about the repercussions and the consequences of the statement and the major thing about scripture. The Sheikh says, Al-Mu'min al-Hakim, the believer who is a wise person, yanzuru fi ma'alati al-af'ali wal-aqwal, is always considering the repercussions of af'al and aqwal, action and what? And simply, wa la yakunu min qisari nazari. He will not be among qisari nazari. People with short insight, their insight is not what deep. Their insight is rather what shallow. These are the people the scholars refer to as what Kisaru Nazar. And Julie, Arojilere, he can't take deep. People of shallow thoughts don't be like that. La alladina la yarawna illa ma bayna aydihim. People who don't think, who don't consider anything, except what they are looking at like. That's the only thing they can know about. How about the one beyond that one? Don't be like that. Yaqulu Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Shaykh al-Islam Ahmad ibn Abdul Halim ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah al-Hakim. He said, Ruhanu al-Amal يظهر به رجحان عاقبة رجحان الحمد. The preponderance, the weightiness, the strength, this job is a very good job. يظهر به رجحان عاقبة. It will be shown, it will become clear by what is the strength of what came out of that action? An action will be considered to be reasonable, to be sensible, to be good, to be wise, depending on what is brought about, what came after it. If you made a statement, what came after that? Malam said a lot of things. What did that thing bring about? What consequence upon that statement or action? The Tamiya said, Rahimahullah, Rujhanu al-amal yazharu bimada bi rujhani aqibatihi. Wa ma farrahu al-ulama'u fi ta'awudi al-masalihi wal-mafatihi kulli min hadha al-bab al-azim. that the issues that the scholars affirm in the matters of ta'arud al-masalih wal-mafasid. You know what is ta'arud al-masalih wal-mafasid? If you make a statement, it has advantages and disadvantages. So which one should you prefer? Are the advantages stronger than the disadvantages? Or the disadvantages are worse than the advantages? Ta'arud al-masalih wal-mafasid. Yes, there will be benefits, but there will be consequences. Which one is stronger? That these considerations are based on the ability of an individual to think about what will come out of his statement or his action. Is it clear? If you want to do something, this is advantage. Your ability to know what to do is based on your ability to be able to think about the after effects of your statement or your action. If you are not able to think about the after effects of the statement or the action, you will not be able to choose whether it is the advantage that is stronger or the disadvantage that is stronger. It says, وَمَا قَرَّرَهُ الْعُلَمَاءُ فِي تَعَارُضِ الْمَصَالِحِ وَالْمَفَاسِدِ وَفِي أَوْ كُلُّهُ مِنْ هَذَا having to do with issues of being able to think about the consequence of everything that you do and everything that you do. So it means that the Fitani and Nazaru Kimada be our Kibin Kumori Wal Mahala. From the things we must understand in the times of the faith life, that we must be able to think about the consequence. Where will what I'm saying end? What will come out of it? So if you know that it is evil that will come out of it, if you think that it is good that will come out of it, inshallah. Are these matters clear to us? The Sheikh says, "Al Asr Sali to Ashar, the big hospital, and Nazaru fi Awakib al Umuri wal Ma'anat. Al Mu'min al Hakim, Yanzuru fi Ma'anat al Af'al wal Aqwal, wa la yakunu min kisar al Nazar. الذين لا يرون إلا ما بين أيديهم. يقول شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله: رجحان العمل يظهر من رجحان عقله. وما قرره العلماء في تعارض المصالح والمفاسد كله أو كله من هذا الباب. Can ask for it. Having watched, inshallah, in the next class we'll continue. And ask to study Russia. That one is talking about not being in a haste. What can you say? You know, those who call the people and say, come out, now let's go. Hey! Don't be in a haste. What are they telling you to come out for? To go where? With who? Over what? You have questions to ask. Say, go, let's go now, hey. Let's be. Just come out like that, don't worry. That is what will be considered in the next point. Don't be in a haste. Allah protect all of us. Now, if we have one or two questions, we can try to answer them. Now, if the persons are connected to the issue and to each other.
Now, نعم انظر لعلك تجد بعض الأسئلة. نعم ابن الصياد did he die as a companion? Did you know where he went? Boring Lord. Some say no, he died in a battle. But it became clear that he was a sufferer. It became clear that Allah be galim. Alagiba. His affairs became clear that he was a sufferer at the end of love. Was a Jew too. Ibn Sayyid. The companions used to be afraid of him because they thought that he was a guy. Some of them. We mentioned a number of doctors, like Omar. There was a day Omar said, I will cut off your head. You know what the prophet told you? That if he is truly the judge, you cannot cut his head, Omar. And if he is not the judge, you would have killed an innocent man. Because at the beginning, his affairs were not clear to the prophet. That you know, Masjid Dajjal. The scholar said it became clear to him when Tamim came. Alayhi salam. Tamim in the house at Dari. Who saw the judge? Do you know there was a companion who saw the judge? You have heard the story. From my own. Kiswatu is just far. Sahih Muslim, very lengthy story. Tamim ibn Awl Abu Ruqayyah al-Dari, he saw the judge with his eyes. I was a learned person among the Christians. The judge told him to go and believe in the Prophet Muhammad. So he came and started telling the Prophet about the judge in the night before the morning. After Salat al-Fajr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told people, everybody should sit down where they are. At that timing, Tamim ibn Awl was there. So some people can say, when scholars of hadith say, Hadathani, Hadathani, where did they sit? Tamim narrated. So if you ask, who is the companion from whom the Prophet took a hadith? It is who? Tamim. I've not heard any of us name his child Tamim. This is a public opinion that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing the people and then he said, Hadathani Tamim. It seems so famous. I hope that I can have a son that I will name them. My sons would have been many. I'm always saying, I hope I have a son that I can name this and that. So the judge, it became clear that Ibn Sayyad was not the judge when Tamim came. And the Islam of Tamim was late, from say 8th century, 8 years after his arrival, a year or two before the Prophet died. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you know what? 2-3 years after that, Tamim had become a hafiz of the Quran. He memorized the Quran quick, such that during the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, he was leading the people in Qiyamul Layl, Tarawih, Tamim ibn Awl al-Dari. He really enjoyed Islam. But the point here is that when Tamim came, it further exposed the fact that Ibn Sayyad was not there. Is it clear to you now? Do we have a little bit of time?
we have the questions about it. Alhamdulillah. Alaykum as-salam.
Naam. Naam. During Peter. You say what? Twitter. I didn't hear. When during the season, okay. Except what is the verse? Does he understand that you are? What is the meaning of إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. That is the verse that when we hear it, we should go out for it. Is that what he is saying? What is the solution? What is that solution? How? He didn't explain how. Two things I will tell you. Stop listening to anybody during this time. We had read it here. You should only listen to scholars. And to Balo Bafatwa Abame. During fitna, is there no fatwa about it? There are ahadith regarding it. During fitna, one of the things we learn is that you should only be asking and seeking advice from scholars. Let me say this, that one person is the bleak. O Willawa and Sukutu, Willet, coming back on you. But Bafatua Loreo Ijadi is a bleak, he say, Lep, oh. The going out that the bleak go out, they are not going to learn study there. They are not going to learn halal and haram there. Don't follow a person of the bleak who gives you fatwa. Who is explaining Quran to you? If you follow him, that's your own sorrow, as they say. Don't follow him. In the times of fitna, who should you follow? Follow the learned. So the first thing you should ask is, "Is that fan? Was this scholar? So ni mi malayin? So ni mu malayin? So if you just buy a lemon, so they buy it like others. The day until the day we start asking this question." Not to be asking people this question is very difficult. I mentioned it in the last class. Can a carpenter come and say he wants to perform surgery? Carpenter, brain surgery. If they are, somebody has a brain surgery, they should bring him to his store. I want to do surgery to him. What will you ask him? Are you a neurosurgeon? But when somebody tells you that he's explaining one verse, he's explaining one hadith, you will not ask him that, come, are you a scholar of hadith? Or you're a scholar of the sea? What are you? Do you know what ikhwa? Do you know that if non-Muslims in the UK, in the US, they ask this question, if you start talking, excuse me, are you a scholar of Islam? Non-Muslims, they ask, excuse me, are you a scholar? Where did you study? Because he does not want to talk to Akaik and what's the name they call it? Quack. Scholar. You want Bapa to allow Quack? Oh, hello, you are confused. Oh, confused, man. Because you took the fatwa from a quack. So don't take your religion from a quack. Who is a quack? Ali
Imam Shafi'i explained who it was in Al-Muwafaqa and who is not a quack. The quack person who talks about tafsir is the one who has not been and stayed with the scholars of tafsir to learn tafsir, the quack. Just like the quack doctor is the one who has not stayed and learned medicine from professors of medicine in the quack. The one who has not stayed and lived with the scholars of hadith to learn hadith is a quack. Shafi'i says, Rahimahullah, the time when he is not a quack is when he goes to stay with the people of that time, that field, they teach him, they speak him, they say, oh, you are now qualified. Why is it that they do induction in medicine? When someone graduates from medical school, do they do induction or not? Huh? They do induction. What is the meaning of that induction? Their bosses are saying that you are not quack. You have been with us. We have trained you. You have known the art of medicine. You can now practice medicine. Somebody they didn't do that to. You want to take your religion from him. Don't take your religion from a quack. Until we start saying this, this man will go around. Come, are you a scholar? Are you a person who is verified by a scholar that you can see and say what you are doing? If yes, yes. If no, no. If it's when it is yes, then you can now start listening and saying, Choro Reba Kurana Tisuna Muabi Obamu. The one who is a quack, Kote Ni, you won't even listen to me. Please, let us cultivate this habit. Don't just let it be that it is everybody that says something. Nah, new job, Kaleti, everybody who says something, it will resemble something to you. You have problems because people are saying things. The only people who should say something that should mean something to you are people who are qualified to do so. And I have told you how to know who is qualified. Where did you study what you are doing? Who is your teacher? And we must know those persons to be from the people of that field. If a person says that he's a carpenter, when we ask him who is the teacher, he wants to make furniture. Edward, where did you learn carpentry and furniture making? He said he learned it in the School of Medicine, University of New York. So in the test, or you spoke to a doctor, excuse me, where did you study medicine? They are So don't listen to everybody. Don't make your religion that it is everybody that is guiding you. Wallahi is so important. And you see this from the statement of that Tabi'i Israeli, Muhammad ibn Ali. Inna hadha al-ilma fanzuru amman ta'khuduna dinakum. This religion, I want to learn. Mo fe gba, mo se gba fatwa, mo fe beere lowo e. E se ni o ro dada, look well. Who is it? From who are you taking your? Don't take your religion from the quack. There are many now. Quack. 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 And far quack. If you would not like to wear a cloth that was sold for a tailor who is quack, why would you like to take your religion from the quack? You don't like to take medicine from the pharmacy. Why do you like to take your hair and stuff from somebody who is quack? It's very common. One calling in our money is here. Quack! And it is very easy to know. When Musanna ibn Abi Shayba becomes Musnif, you know, a quack, really. Musnif. Quack. Quack. when it is inside Tahzib with Tahzib, you will see that Aisha told Umm Salama that the hadith is not sahih. Inside Tahzib with Tahzib. That is not what Tahzib with Tahzib is for. It's like somebody telling you that if you open Strut, you know Strut, engineering mathematics by Strut, you are going to see organic chemistry inside. What will you say? Huh? He's talking. You see, all what I'm saying about this organic chemistry now, go and check it inside engineering mathematics by Strut. It is true that engineering mathematics by Strut is a big book. Read in the university. Abi? But it is not the book for organic. Strut and organic chemistry. That was why the similitude I gave is like a preschool saying that a book of integrals, you know, complex integrals. Sometimes you can draw the integral signs 2-3 times. You say, this book, they are talking about snake inside. Snake. This Safari is mathematician. When I said snake, he laughed. He read mathematics. Koya. So, Tamim. Are you Tamim? You are bearing Abu Rukaya, you are not Tamim. He is Abu Razak. Jazawullah khair. So, take your religion only from people who are verified to be learned, to have learned. So, that is when you start considering that. Should you think about it? Should you consider it? But just one thing, Tom, Dick, and Harry, just read the verse and start saying something. Kese gugu yana le yaman dalo. Dami oronye o buru yo jina le fiam kila fe sofele. It's like someone who says that integrals are snakes. How do you explain that integrals are not snakes? You know integrals? Integral. Integration. You know the sign of integral. He says it's a snake. How will you explain to him that Gema said you? How do you explain? It's hard to explain. We can't explain. So that's why sometimes some of these statements, when those people make it, we can't answer. Can't satisfy. May Allah protect all of us. Continue to be our guide. I think it will be sufficient for us to stop here. We can stop here, inshallah. We'll continue in the next class. SubhanAllah wa bihamdih. Amin.
Amin.